Hey guys, hey everyone. It's been a while since you saw me here on podcast by Hepzibah Frances, and I'm so sorry for disappearing, but that's because I had to go off in obedience on a retreat to God. And as you know, He's the first one we minister to before we minister to anyone else. The Holy Spirit helped me and I am back now. I hope you're doing fine. I hope that the last few weeks of your life have been good. I want to share with you something that literally I was cleaning in the kitchen when the Holy Spirit placed it on my heart to share on how to deal with doubt, despair, and discouragement. I'm going to say a word of prayer right now. Holy Spirit, I ask that you give me your words. Speak through my lips, speak through my mouth, what you want to say, what you want your people to hear, what you want your people to get. I ask that for anyone struggling under the weight of doubt, discouragement, and despair, you will breathe new life into them, and you will tell them what to do to walk in faith, joy, and rejoicing. Even right now, you will break off the garment of depression, and you will give unto us a garment of praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I had a very good retreat. God helped me and it was hard, but it was good. And of course, when you go on retreats, God deals with a lot of things, new dreams, new visions, prayer answered. Even though you may not have seen the prayers answered in the physical, He gives you a lot of assurance, confirmations in the spirit, and you're just on a high. And it was like that for me till I stepped back into Lagos State. I think today, Friday, has been the one day in the week when I have been able to function correctly. I stepped in on Monday, and right from that Monday night, you know, when the Bible talks about how after Jesus's 40 days fast, He was tempted by the devil. I was thinking about it tonight because it seemed like I stepped out of the fast, came back home, and the devil literally was waiting for me. From dreams of oppression that night to the next morning, being filled with doubts, being filled with discouragement, struggles even in my prayer life, going from praying long hours to like struggling, just sleeping all day, not cleaning, no energy to do anything. And the funny thing is that I'm familiar with the way this thing works. Last year we had a meeting for Deborah Generation, and I literally was attacked after that meeting, and it was the demon. I call it a demon. Is a spirit. Isaiah 61 says the spirit of heaviness, that's what it is called, that is his name. And I stepped back home after that meeting and just had also the same discouragement, despair, doubt. It was so heavy on me. For the first 2 days, I couldn't function. I had to speak with a friend who reminded me of a video I'd shared from Derek Prince on how demons affect negative thinking. And I had to pray with that video. And I kid you not, as I prayed that last year, I literally had like demonic manifestations. Of course, I wasn't possessed, but it showed that definitely there was a demon involved, probably sitting on my ears or something. And that was how it fell out. Immediately it fell out. I had the strength. I went to have my bath. I had joy. I had peace in the spirit. And it just makes me wonder. Sometimes we want to deal with doubt and discouragement and despair with physical therapy. You know, you're like, oh, I'm just going to meet up with my girlfriends, I'm just going to go out, I'm going to watch a movie, and you think that that is the answer. But the Bible says that for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. What that means is that put on your spiritual weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. when you start experiencing doubt, despair, and discouragement, to deal with it, the first thing you have to realize is that this thing is not a physical therapy issue. It is a spirit, it is a demon trying to weigh you down, trying to blindfold your eyes, put a cloth and a veil over your eyes to keep you blindfolded to what God is really doing in your life in that season. And then, of course, if you can't see clearly what God is doing, then the enemy would be able to pull you down with his lies. Discouragement, will things ever change? Will things ever turn around? That's the enemy. God doesn't speak in that kind of voice. God's voice gives hope. God's voice tells us that we are winners and conquerors in him, even though we may not have seen yet what he's speaking about. So it's definitely the voice of the devil. So that's the first thing. To deal with it, you have to recognize that this is not a physical therapy issue. It is a demon and it is a spirit of heaviness. The second thing you have to do is I would totally recommend having prayer back up. So a lot of times when we go through these kinds of episodes, we don't reach out to people. For me, who is like a ministry leader and who appears strong to people, it's tempting to not, you know, want to reach out to those who can hold you up in prayer and just be like, oh, I'm struggling with this right now, can you please pray for me? And I remember last year I reached out to my friend Bolaji, and she was the one who prayed and then sent me the video that I used and then got my deliverance from, you know. So it just helps that somebody is covering you in prayer. When your shield is down, you don't have to form bravo all by yourself. This is the reason why we have a community of believers. This is the reason why God says bear one another's burden, hold up one another. And you would actually see that when people start to pray for you, when intercession from others starts to go up, that cloud will start to lift. Why? Because the cloud is a cloud of darkness, and the Bible says when the light shines in darkness, darkness cannot comprehend it. Darkness has to flee at the entrance of light. So when intercession begins to go forth, light will begin to come down and pierce that dark cloud around you, and it will start to flee. Now, apart from also telling people to intercede for you, you also don't want the enemy to lie to you and disrupt your prayer life. Because if he can cause that division and disruption between you and God, because as he's weighing you down with discouragement, there's this all sorts of thoughts. What's the need to pray? I can't even pray. I can't see anything. Now, you may not be able to pray like you were praying before, but continuously ask the Lord for help, right? Engage in a conversation with him through that episode. Like, God, help me. I can't cry out in a long episode of tongues, but God, I'm just saying that you help me. Let your heart continually engage God in just a cry of humility. And I kid you not that he's hearing you. Just don't allow Satan make you stay away from God in not saying anything to God at all, because you are just under this cloud of darkness. You have to try. Speak to him in intimacy. If you can't, you know, if you can't muster up enough strength to pray in long hours like you usually would do in the spirit or something, right there, as you're lying there, just keep asking him, God, help me. The third thing I'm going to share with how you can deal with it is to get around a body of believers. Now, how I got this breakthrough this morning, I saw on someone's WhatsApp status that she shared about Pastor Segun Obaje's morning dew, and I just felt a leading in my spirit to join. And when I joined, you know, the declarations, everything that came from him, that thing just lifted off my shoulders, like it lifted off my head, right? And it came from someone else just speaking the word over me, right? And that is very powerful. So you can get around the body of believers, somebody anointed of God who speaks the word with power. Jesus said, the word that I speak cannot just words, their spirit and their life. So when the word goes forth, the spirit comes along with that word and then exchanges that garment of heaviness for the spirit of praise. They are both spirits. There's the spirit, the demon of heaviness, and then there's the spirit of praise. There's the garment of praise. The Holy Spirit is that spirit. So if you can get in a fellowship, in a church where you know that the pastor over that place, the shepherd over that place, or it could even be a friend who you know is anointed, and just get them to pray over you and speak over you. I remember that was how God also set me free from doubt, despair, and discouragement when I was in Ghana 2018, and that one was bad, like really bad. It was heavy, and a pastor mama from Port Harcourt called me on WhatsApp, and she was like, the Holy Spirit just placed it on my heart, and she just began to speak the word, pray over me, pray over me, pray over me. She was like, I'm not going to drop this call till I know that that thing is gone and is lifted. And I kid you not, that was how it flew away. So I just want to let you know that doubt, despair, and discouragement, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. It's leading to the end of the year 2020. God is speaking to us words of hope, words of encouragement, words of his plans and his purpose and his visions for our lives. Even as the year comes to an end, the days in the God's calendar are not coming to an end. But the enemy would also want to take advantage of this season and time to do his own work on the children of God, and he's going to use doubt, he's going to use despair, he's going to use discouragement. Ask God for grace that you don't fall under this. But if you sense it coming, the steps that I've shared tonight would really, really help you. I pray it helps you. Number one, recognize that it is a spirit of heaviness, it's not a physical thing, it's not a physical therapy issue. Number two, try and get intercession over you. Reach out to somebody. Don't stay alone, cowering under that cloud. Number three, even if you can't pray for long hours, make sure that you don't stay away from God. Keep the communication line going, even if the only thing you can say is, Lord, help me. And number four, get into like a community or a fellowship of believers where an anointed man or woman of God can speak over you, and God would dissipate light. And then the last thing I want to say is that praise is also powerful in times of despair, doubt, and discouragement. When you praise, that thing would lift. You can also use your words, rebuke the spirit of heaviness, and invite the garment of praise. Put on praise music. Go on YouTube. I've been using Chekere Sounds by TPH, Pastor Tony Rapu, a lot of recent, and you start praising reluctantly, and then you end with just the garment of praise resting on you. The both spirits cannot coexist simultaneously. One has to leave. So you can put on the garment of praise deliberately, and that spirit would flee. It will leave in the name of Jesus. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for everyone listening to this podcast right now who the enemy has been lying, whispering into their ears words of doubt and despair and discouragement. I rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I said the spirit of the Lord God is upon me, and he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to said proclaim to those who are in prison that they are free, and the year of the Lord's favor has come. He has sent me to exchange the spirit of heaviness for the garment of praise. And right now, by your anointing at work in me, let every spirit of heaviness be exchanged right now for the garment of praise. We receive the Holy Spirit of praise. We receive the Holy Spirit of joy. We receive the Holy Spirit of laughter. Let there be a turnaround right now in the name of Jesus. Let your voice come through to that person struggling right now, wherever they are, right now, right now, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Get up from your bed. Get up from that pit the enemy is trying to put you into, and rejoice and be joyful in your Lord and your God. In Jesus' name, amen. Go on YouTube, search for Shekere Songs, and just put it to practice right now after this prayer, and praise the Lord. God bless you, and I think I'm going to try and stick to an every Friday podcast here. After the singlehood series, we haven't had any series for which I had to invite guests, but we probably and very likely should be having a series soon. But I'm going to stick to Fridays so you can get everything the Lord is giving to me to share to you through my voice. God bless you. Please share this podcast to someone who needs to hear this, who has been struggling, and let the word of the Lord come to them. In Jesus' name, amen. See you next time. Bye.